Hello, this is Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com. Today we're going to talk about live the life that the gods wish for you. I was talking to my husband, and I gave him this part of the quote of The Charge of the Goddess: all acts of love and pleasure are my rituals. And he kind of had a funny look on his face. And I asked him what was going on. He told me that he was brought up in a Catholic school. Many times it was emphasized in his school that there was other things that were more important than pleasure. He was told that you need to live a holy life. That doesn't mean a happy life. On the other hand, Goddess invites us to have pleasure in our lives. Here are 3 points that I'd like to make about bringing pleasure into our daily life. Number one, many organized religions look down upon pleasure. Like my husband was saying that he didn't feel that pleasure was an important thing, the goddess tells us that we need to have pleasure in our life. She says, quote, all acts of love and pleasure are my rituals. You could go to a play, or you can watch a funny movie, or just hang out with friends and have a good time. All of those would be an act of love and pleasure, which would be a ritual for the gods. The next point I want to make is that acts of love and pleasure are valuable in and of themselves. The point being is that we're here to be human beings having an experience, and that experience includes humor, love, friendship, all of these things. And the last thing is, you know, just show up. If you don't show up, there's no way you can actually get an experience. You can't force yourself to have a good time, but when you just show up, there's that possibility. There's a quote from the hockey player Wayne Gretzky, and he said, you miss 100% of the shots that you never take. That's a really important point. If you don't go out there and you don't put yourself into the world and try to have an experience, you're never gonna have any experience. So my point is, schedule time with your friends. Go out to a movie. It doesn't necessarily guarantee that you're going to laugh, but at least you have that chance. Just a simple schedule of maybe twice a month or even once a month, scheduling something with a friend. So in summary, why is this important to Wiccans? Because if we don't show our gratitude with love, pleasure, happiness, we will miss the life that the gods want us to have. So pick up the phone. Make an appointment with a friend. It could be getting together with your coven, not for any other purpose other than just hanging out. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and for more information, please visit my blog, GoddessHasYourBack.com. Blessed be.